This is Infants on Thrones.
Minisode.
Hello.
Hey, hi, it's me.
Oh, hey, you.
You don't have any idea who this is, do you?
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to look at the caller ID. Have you seen Scandal? It's amazing.
Seriously, Dad, have you, how many people even have this number?
Oh, Lou, of course. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Hi. Wow. You know, you can't really blame me for not knowing it was you, considering how long it's been. I think the last time we talked was when we went all Fear Factor on that one guy.
Yeah, Job.
That's right, Job. That was his name. That was the guy. Man, you know, you lost pretty big.
Yeah, well, you know, I did lose the bet. I mean, there was some consolation in getting you to murder that guy's family, so,
You know, that sounds like something the loser would say.
Well, you know me, Daddy's the little loser.
Okay. So what's up?
Right. Well, you know, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Look, you're going to be getting some information soon, and I just thought it would be best if you heard it from me first.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a bit of a doozy. So here it is. The division of temptation and human interaction is declaring bankruptcy. Dad, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just trying to... Bankruptcy? What does that even mean?
Well, it means that we're liquidating and shutting down operations. We're going out of business.
Shutting down? Why?
Well, we took a look at our operation and decided that this was the best way to go. It just wasn't viable anymore.
Viable? What do you mean not viable? What's wrong? What's going wrong?
Look, since this is a legal matter, I've been advised against discussing the details of the process.
Is this about the Job guy? Are you still mad about that?
No, it's not about Job. It's purely a business decision. You'll be getting a detailed written report very soon.
It sounds like you're still mad about it. And since you won't tell me why you're doing this, it looks like some sort of temper tantrum.
You know what? I knew this was a bad idea. I'm out of here. Goodbye. We'll be in touch.
No, look.
What?
Lou, I'm sorry. I think we got off on the wrong foot. Let me just hear me out. Look, I don't think I've been as appreciative as I could have been with you in the past. I'll level with you. I need you. And an important element of what I'm trying to accomplish with this whole plan of salvation thing is an opposition in all things.
Right.
This mortality thing, it's a test. And to be a test, it needs challenges. It needs alternatives. Choose your own adventure kind of vibe. That's what makes it work. And that's what you provide. You're the bread and butter. Without it, this whole thing kind of, you know, falls apart. So what do you say we step back? We take a look at your contract and we see if we can't, you know, work something out. All right?
Dude, huh? you seriously think that you need me to provide all the opposition?
Well, yeah. You're the source of all temptation and evil, Lou. You're the yin to my yang.
Oh, come on. Are you shitting me?
Hey, language. Language.
Okay. Look. How naive can you be? Have you even thought this through? I mean, first of all, how can I possibly be the source of all temptation if you can remember me becoming, you know...
Satan?
Yeah.
I'm not following. What do you mean?
I mean, if I'm Satan, then there wasn't anybody in the role before me, right?
Right.
But there were still a bunch of us that jumped ship pre-mortality.
Yeah.
And that was bad.
Absolutely.
So, if a third of everyone that would ever live collectively did one of the worst things you can do, and by the way, real impressive, 33% fail rate of your offspring right off the bat, what are you, a praying mantis? Anyway, if you lost a huge chunk of people to bad behavior before there was ever a Satan, then obviously you don't need me for opposition. It's already baked in. I mean, if I'm really the source of all temptation, who tempted me?
Huh.
Seriously, what do you imagine that I'm doing down here? It's like you think that every little bad thing that happens is me pulling the strings of humanity, but trust me, that's way more work than it's worth. No, thank you. I am laissez-faire all the way. So as much as you'd like to believe it was me, I didn't cause the genocide of the indigenous Americans.
Wait, was that a jab at me?
Or cause people to be born gay?
Okay, that was definitely a jab at me.
Or invent the internet? The opposition bus has been pretty much driving itself for a while now.
So, hold up. Becca.
What?
The internet.
What about it?
That wasn't you?
are you kidding? No way. I mean, I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Seriously?
Swear to Scout's honor, I had nothing to do with it.
Wow.
But you know what? For the sake of argument, let's just say that I am the source of all opposition. The thing is, I know how the endgame of this whole plan of salvation plays out, and spoiler alert, it doesn't end well for me. Jesus comes down, final judgment, weeping and wailing, you win, I lose.
Wait, you know about that?
You know about that? Of course I know. You put it in the freaking scriptures like 20 times. You don't think I can read? What is your image of me anyway? How's it possible that you can call me cunning and devious and conniving every chance you get and then seriously think I'm not smart enough to read your playbook? Especially when you're paraded around the world, you're thrown in hotel rooms all over the place.
Hey, I can't control the Gideons.
Okay, you know what? Forget it. That's another topic. The point is, I'm not going to spend all my time fighting a war that I know I'll lose. Plus, if I was the opposition in all things, and opposition is such an important part of your plan, like you said, then as your nemesis or whatever, isn't the only winning move not to play? Shouldn't I just take my ball and go home? Wouldn't that screw up your whole plan way more than fighting for the souls of men just to get my ass kicked in Armageddon?
Oh. Sure.
Language.
What?
Okay. I gotta go now.
No, bye.
That guy. Jesus Christ.
Calling Jesus Christ.
No. Please.
Hello, Lucifer.
Hey, JC, what's going on?
It's Jesus, please.
How about the Christ?
Yes, very funny.
I know, right? Well, you know, I should get going.
I heard about the bankruptcy.
Wow. Already.
Well, you know what they say. The Father and the Son are one and all that.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Oh, okay. What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I'm just curious. Are your legs sore?
Sore? From what? What are you talking about?
From jumping on the bandwagon.
Oh, my. Are we really having this discussion again?
I mean, I'm just saying, when he said die, you said how dead. You couldn't wait.
Lucifer, it was your choice to defy him like that. It's not my fault you were punished.
I guess I just didn't realize he was just looking for a yes man, but apparently that's what it takes to become the favorite son.
I resent that remark. I'm not just a yes man. He needs me. An important part of what he's trying to accomplish is a path to salvation, and that's what I provide. I'm the bread and butter.
Without me, the whole thing falls apart. Right? What are you doing? That's what he told you, right?
Well, yes.
Look, man, I obviously... We don't have the best relationship, and I was giving you a hard time before, but I swear, he just told me the exact same thing when I said that I was going into bankruptcy, pretty much word for word.
No, he didn't.
Look, I'm just telling you what happened.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
No, he wouldn't say that to you.
You guys are tight. Ask him. Ask him point blank if he told me that.
You know, you're not going to believe who I saw up here. I was talking to Job.
Oh, you know what? We're going through a tunnel.
Lucifer, Lucifer, can you hear me? Lucifer, I'm going to have to...
Hey, Wormwood. Hey, could you get Robert Kardashian on the line? We got to go over this paperwork. Okay. Oh, you got to be kidding me!
Hi, Ma.
Lucifer, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
How are you, son? You never call anymore.
I've been busy, Ma. I'm sorry.
So I hear. I just got off the phone with your father and your brother. They're very upset. What's this I hear about bankruptcy?
Well, I wasn't trying to upset them. I just, you know, I took a look at our numbers. The Temptation Division wasn't really treading water, so we thought we'd shut it down. It just wasn't making sense.
And that internet. I mean, I've been taking credit for that for years. I've been telling people that you did that.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Ma. I never told you to say that.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, be that as it may, if you haven't been doing that, if the internet wasn't you, what have you even been doing for the past 20 years?
That's my point, Ma. That's why I filed for bankruptcy. I'm just spinning my wheels down here anyway. Why keep up the whole facade?
Well, listen to me. Between you and me, your father is, you know, he's a simple person. He means well, but he doesn't always think everything through. But this is important to him.
What's important to me?
You didn't let me finish. If it's important to him, it's important to me.
Oh, come on, Ma.
Lou?
No, Ma.
Lou.
Ma, no, I'm not going to be the fall guy in their little hero fantasy just because you want me to. I'm my own person.
All right, fine. You're right. You're your own person. Do what you want. Whatever.
Okay, here we go.
I mean, sure, I did raise you, but, you know, it was an act of love. If my son's too much of a big shot prince of darkness for his own mother, then that's just the way it is.
Ma.
3 eons of labor, I tear like a paper bag, but no matter, you're your own person. You do what you want.
It's not like that.
You're never quite prepared for your son to turn his back on you.
Ma!
What is with all the shouting?
Fine. Fine, I'll stop the bankruptcy.
You will?
Yeah.
Well, you're your own person, so if you want to stop doing it, that's up to you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, way to go. Way to go, honey.
Yes,
nice job.
Wonderfully done, Mother.
Wait, what? They were on the line the whole time? I can't believe you did this. This is a total ambush.
You know, we weren't trying to ambush you.
I would say that I can't believe this, but God damn it!
Whoa.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
I think you already have, Father.
I see what you did
there. Oh, you don't make fun of me, you mother.
That's my boy. That's a funny joke.
This is Hillary.
Matthew Ryan.
Carol.
Keith.
Ashley.
And I like to play bingo online while listening to Infants on Thrones.
You can comment on this episode on the website, infantsonthrones.com.
And if you really like what you hear, give The Quorum a 5-star rating and write a short review on iTunes.
I did.
Anyone for the closing prayer?
Okay, Lou, listen.
What?
Lou,
no.
We're
no.
very sorry. We shouldn't have laughed. We're very no. sorry. Aren't we?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yes. I apologize.
So are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Great. So do you think I could get you to do, you know, your little line?
Wait. Now? No. Yeah. No. I don't know. I don't think that.
Come on, Lucifer. Lucifer. Lucifer.
Come on,
Lucifer.
Lou.
Okay. Fine. I'll do it. Just let me get ready.
Okay.
Alright.
And I shall reign with blood and horror on this earth.
Hey-oh. Oh, Lucifer. I got chills.
Nice job.
That was very good. Way to go.
Yeah.